So I have been asking during the show whether or not you think we need a family meeting. Do you think we need to tighten alcohol restrictions, gatherings, curfews? The SA Alcohol Policy Alliance is urging government to respond to the third wave threat by strengthening the current restrictions on alcohol access. Morris Smithers is the director of the Southern African Alcohol Policy. Morris, thank you for your time today. You're saying we can't just sit back and say, okay, it's just going to happen. What does government need to do here?
Well, we're saying the same thing that we said in December last year and the same thing that we said in before Easter. That is that if government doesn't take steps to control alcohol sufficiently to prevent the further spreading of the virus and also to keep hospital beds free, as we know that's always a big issue, then we could end up, as we did in December, we could end up with a massive increase in the infection rate. I mean, by the end of December, we were doing 20,000 new infections a day and close on 1,000 deaths every day. And that could have been avoided by simply introducing some measures which would have restricted the access to alcohol, but would not have necessitated a ban, which, of course, we know at the end of last year, because of the dramatic increase, there was a new ban imposed. And we would like to see a ban avoided, if possible. It's not a good thing, actually, ultimately.
Which is why you have all along been saying that we need to look at changing the legislation, actually, the fundamentals, so that we don't need to have a ban, but that we have tighter controls in general.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's obviously our medium to long-term goal, is getting that new legislation in place so that we move towards being a permanently alcohol-safe country, so that when situations like this arise in the future, pandemics of this nature or any other kind of crisis situation, that alcohol, our way of using alcohol in the country will have changed sufficiently that it won't actually be a threat to whatever that particular crisis is. And so, yeah, so it's right now, though, what we're saying is that there are steps that could be taken. Look, we don't know what's going to happen in the third wave, but if we look around what's happening in other parts of the world, there's a very real risk that it could become bad. So what can we do to stop alcohol contributing to it? That's our main focus, and that's really why we are repeating the calls that we made in December and around Easter.
Morris Smithers, the director of the Southern African Alcohol Policy Alliance. Would you agree with that? That we can't just sit back and say, okay, it's going to happen. But then we have to consider vaccines and also the alcohol industry's concerns as well about employment. So I wonder, is government going to make any move here?